Welcome to Voga, another yoga class by Mickey. I am Mickey. I will be your guide and teacher through today's class. Enjoy, get comfortable. Let's do this. All right, so all of us at some point in our lives suffer from lower back pain. I myself suffered from lower back pain for years until I found yoga. Yoga has been proven to relieve lower back pain and strengthen the muscles around your spine, to prevent future injury and to relieve pain. So today I want to share my splendid spine routine with you. I hope it brings you the same kind of relief it brought me. Enjoy. Make yourself comfortable. Sitting down, just relaxing your shoulders, relax your arms. Sit however is comfortable for you, whether your legs are straight out in front of you, cross-legged. I want you to just move the fleshy bits from your bum. Just make sure you're sitting right at the base of your spine. Just lengthening the spine, reaching the crown of your head as high as you can. And let's just breathe and relax. Arrive on your mat. I want you to be here right now, just here, where you are, in this moment. Keep breathing slowly and take a moment to acknowledge what came with you when you arrived on your mat. All the aches and pains, your nerves, the tensions and worries, all of those insecurities and stresses, acknowledge them. But don't give them credit or value. Just take note of them and allow that information to inform you on how to encounter yourself today. Whether you need to be nicer to yourself, tougher on yourself, use that information. Good. Let's take a long inhale through the nose and hold your breath at the top. Open your mouth, force out all the air. Let's do five of these. Big inhale. Hold your breath. Open your mouth, exhale, release. Big inhale, fill up. Hold. Open your mouth, exhale. Two more, big inhale. Hold. Open your mouth, exhale, relax every muscle. Last one, let's hold this one the longest. So take in all the air you can. A little more. And a little bit more. And hold. Open your mouth, exhale, release. Good. Gonna inhale, take both arms up. On the exhale, bring your right hand to your left knee, left hand behind you. And exhale into the twist over your left shoulder. Try and keep that hand, that left hand, as close to the base of your spine as you can. And with every breath, try twist a little deeper. Keep your spine nice and tall. Reach the crown of your head a little higher. Stay exactly as you are. Take another big inhale, lengthen. Exhale, twist as deep as you can. Good. On your next inhale, come back to center, lengthen, reach both arms up. On the exhale, left hand to right knee, right hand behind you, twist over the right shoulder. And again, every exhale, twist a little deeper. Relax your shoulders, soften. Breathe. Another big inhale, lengthen. Exhale, twist as deep as you can. Inhale, coming back to center, reaching both arms up. Exhale, forward fold. On your next exhale, I want you to gently come up from the forward fold, just lengthening the spine again. Relax the shoulders. Good. Next inhale, reach both arms up. On the exhale, bring your right elbow down to the floor next to you. Reach across with your left arm towards the right. You just want to open that left rib cage. So if you feel your left hip lifting off the floor, push it back down. Just lift through the ribs. Keep that arm active. Keep reaching towards the right. Keep your breath nice and long. Good. I want you to turn your head, look up at the ceiling underneath your armpit. Just look up. Engage your neck. Keep breathing. Don't worry if your elbow doesn't touch the floor. Just have a support on that right hand. The point is to open that left side. Good. When you're ready and on your next inhale, I want you to draw your core in, lift yourself up, lengthen the arms up. And on your exhale, bring your left elbow down onto the floor, reaching across with your right arm. Again, just opening those right ribs. Push your right hip down towards the floor, lift the rib cage up a little higher. Keep that right arm active. Keep reaching. Breathe. And when you're ready, turn your head upwards. Gaze up at the ceiling, the clouds, wherever you are today. Keep the breaths nice and long. Really stretch that rib cage. Create space in between every rib. Good. When you're ready on your next inhale, engage the core. Reach both arms up. Exhale as you bring both your hands above your head, clasp your fingers. Good. Take another big inhale, lengthen. Exhale as you bring your hands to heart. Just keep breathing. Good. With your hands to heart, fingers clasped, so you've got nice fists in front of your heart. See your knuckles. We're going to inhale, lengthen the spine, reach the crown of your head a little higher.
And on the exhale, round your shoulders, tuck your chin into your chest. Keep your hands to heart, keep them clasped. Big inhale, lengthen. Lift the chest, reach the crown higher. Exhale, round the shoulders, tuck the chin. This time, let's look up. Big inhale, lengthen. Turn your gaze upwards, almost rounding your spine a little bit, arching your back. Exhale, tuck your chin into your chest, round the shoulders. One more time. Big inhale, lengthen the spine, look up. Exhale, chin to chest, round the shoulders. Good. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale as you reach your arms up again. Inhale, lengthen even more. Exhale, release the clasp. Let your arms float back down. Take another big inhale. Reach your right arm up. And exhale as you stretch it longer, longer, longer. Really reach as tall as you can. And slowly bring it back down again. On your next inhale, reach your left arm up as high as you can. Exhale, reach it a little higher. And inhale, float it back down. On your next inhale, reach both arms up. Exhale as you come over into a forward fold and just allow your body to relax. Relax your shoulders, relax your arms. Just sink into those hips, sink into your back. Just take a moment here to breathe into that space, that area in your spine that feels like it's always aching, always stiff. Some of us go into a forward fold and it feels like we're not even forward folding. Why don't you just breathe into that? Breathe into the restrictions. On your next inhale, slowly bring your head up. And exhale as you walk your hands back. Bring your spine upright again. And relax. Good. Let's just take a few more deep breaths. So from here, we're going to go into a twist and a stretch. Just before you do it, I want you to just listen here. We're going to reach one arm at a time up and behind the head. And then twist around. So let's do this together. Place your left hand out behind you. Not completely behind you, just about 45 degrees out behind you. Somewhere between your knee and your back. So alignment with your hip, maybe just a little behind that. Take a big inhale, lift your right arm up. Exhale as you bend that right arm, bring your hand behind your head. Inhale as you open your chest up to the ceiling, look up at the ceiling or the sky. Open that elbow, push it back. And on the exhale, you're going to bend over, bringing your left, right elbow to your left knee and look up behind you. So you're in a twist, body folding as low as you can. Gazing behind you. Good. Let's move with the breath here. Take a big inhale. Open up to the ceiling. Open that elbow. On the exhale, come back down. Reaching that elbow past the knee. Look up behind you. Let's do two more. Big inhale, up, open. Exhale into a twist. Last one. Big inhale, open. Exhale, twist. On your next inhale, bring your spine back upright. Relax the arms on the exhale and just place the right hand behind you this time. Take a big inhale, reach the left arm up. Exhale, as you bend that left arm, bring your hand behind the head. Inhale, open the chest to the ceiling, look up. Exhale, as you bring that elbow past the knee, look out behind you. Inhale, up. Exhale, left elbow to right knee, look out behind you. Let's do three more. In. And twist. Big in. Exhale. Last one. Inhale, open. Exhale, round. Inhale as you come back up. And relax the arms, relax your shoulders, and lengthen your spine. You roll over onto your back, bringing your knees into your chest. Just hug them in. Just take a few moments here to just settle. Draw your attention to your neck. Make sure your neck is nice and relaxed. You're looking straight up above, not behind you or forward. I want you to just follow your spine. Is it connected to the mat? Are you touching the floor? Good. Keep that spine pushing into the mat. You're going to bring the feet down, so keep your knees up, feet on the mat. Find a comfortable distance, comfortable place. We're going to take 5 breaths together. Take a big inhale, fill up your belly, push your belly out. On the exhale, you're going to draw your navel into your spine, spine into the floor, and hold it there. Keep pushing, pushing, pushing. Good. Relax, take an inhale. Exhale, push, really push that back into the mat. Keep it there, keep it active, keep pushing. Good, relax, inhale. Exhale, push. Inhale, relax. Exhale, push. Last one, big inhale. Little more. And push navel into spine, spine into mat. Keep pushing, keep it active, keep pushing. I want you to keep pushing, take an inhale there. And exhale, relax, release everything. Good. I want you to bring your feet a little closer to the base of your spine. Maybe see if you can touch the back of your heels. And we're going to push up into bridge pose, but not full bridge. We're going to do 3 half bridges, meaning that your hips just lift off the floor. So pushing through your feet. On your next inhale, lift the hips just off the floor. Good. Exhale, bring it down. This time we're going to hold it. Inhale, lift the hips. Not too high, just a little. Stay there, breathe. I want you to squeeze your glutes. And I want you to draw that navel into your spine. Keep breathing. Keep the hips hovering just above the floor. Just a few more breaths. Good. On your next exhale, slowly bring your back down. Push the hips back into the floor. And draw your knees into your chest. Just hug them in. The wind is absolutely crazy here today. Maybe take a moment while you're lying there, hugging your knees into your chest. Just listen to what's going on outside or around you. Can you hear somebody having a meeting or any form of distraction? I know it took you long to not hear that, but listen. Just listen to every distraction and possible beautiful noise or sound you hear around you. While you're listening, I just want you to gently rock side to side. Really slowly, keeping your knees into your chest. Just as if you're massaging the muscles on either side of your spine. Keep those ears open. Keep listening to what's around you. You don't have to partake. You don't have to answer or participate in any of the sounds. Just acknowledge, just hear. Good. I want you to engage your core. So draw that navel into your spine, spine into the mat. And gently start rock and rolling forward and back. So trying to go all the way to the base of your spine, all the way up to the base of your head. Just rock and roll forward and back, forward and back. And see if you can build up enough momentum to come into seated. And have fun with this. It's hilarious. We rock and roll forward and back. Some of us might go sideways. Just have some fun with this. Good. Hopefully you're lucky enough to be alone. Anyway. All right. So when you're back into seated, I want you to extend your right leg out in front of you. Tuck your left foot into your right thigh. So you've got your right leg straightened out. I want you to just engage those right toes. Kick your heel out forward. Draw your toes up towards you. Just feel the stretch at the back of that leg. You're going to take a big inhale. Reach both arms up. On the exhale, I want you to square your chest off to those toes. So just face your right foot completely. Good. Another big inhale. Lengthen your spine. On the exhale, go into a forward fold, aiming to reach your head to your knee, your nose to your shin. Just come into a forward fold. I want you to keep your arms engaged. Relax your neck. And with every exhale, try go a little deeper into that forward fold. So try and go a little closer to your thigh or your knee, wherever you are at. Just, this is for you, for nobody else. Don't feel pressure. Just do this for your body, for your back. Remember that lower back pain. And yes, I'm sure now, halfway through the class, you might feel some discomfort in that lower back. Give it a moment. Give it some time. Your back didn't get like this in a day. Breathe. Let's just take two more breaths there. Trying to find your edge. Go as deep as you can. Good. On your next inhale, bring your head up only. And on the exhale, gently walk your hands back up your leg, bringing your spine upright. And let's just switch legs. So this time, extending the left leg out in front of you, bending the right knee, bringing it into your thigh. Engage those left toes, draw them up towards you, kick the heel out. Feel the stretch at the back of that left leg. Yeah, that's a nice one, right? Big inhale, arms up. On the exhale, square your chest off to that foot. Inhale, lengthen, reach the ceiling. Exhale, forward fold. Again, just be gentle with yourself. Breathe into the spaces that are stiff or that feel like they are limiting you. Every exhale, try go a little deeper. Reaching that nose a little closer to your knee, your thigh, shin. Keep the arms engaged. Just two more breaths. Find your edge. Next inhale, head up only. On the exhale, walk your hands back. Bring your spine upright. Good. I want you to draw both knees up into your chest. And we're just going to slowly engage that core, use your core strength, and gently roll back onto your back. Again, bringing your feet on the mat as close to the base of your spine as you can. Knees pointing up. And this time we're going to go into full bridge. So, pushing first. Don't wait. Don't push yet. Just relax that neck. Make sure it's not looking out behind you. You don't want to push onto your neck here. Good. Draw your shoulder blades together. Open your chest a little. Nice. Now, pushing through your feet on your next inhale, lift your hips up as high as you can. Good. Stay there. Breathe. You can keep your arms where they are, or you can clasp your hands behind your back. Draw that clasp towards your toes and just nestle into your shoulders a little more. Every inhale, draw your belly button to the back of the room, the wall behind your head. Just keep lifting. Breathe, squeeze your glutes, feel your legs. Just one more breath, inhale up as high as you can. Release that clasp, and on the exhale, slowly, really slowly, bring your spine down. See if you can bring vertebra for vertebra down. And as the base of your spine hits the mat, I want you to push it into the floor. Good. We're going to shorten this class for now. I want you to just experience what you will feel after this little bit of it. So the next low back class, or one of the others that are already there, will have some pigeon poses and other things for your back. This one, I think we're going to end here today. So let's end opening the arms out in T position. Bring your knees into your chest. You're going to take a big inhale. Look over at your right hand. And let's take this slow. I want you to bring your right ear onto the floor. So just checking that your neck is nice and straight. Your right ear is not necessarily going to go on the floor. You are not a failure, I promise. Not all of us can. It's just to check the alignment of your neck, that's all. All right, good. Take another big inhale. And on the exhale, drop your knees towards your left elbow. Bring them down all the way onto your left side. And you keep looking towards your right hand. Try and relax your body there. This is one of the absolute best things to do for your back. Synovial fluid is now flowing up your spine and down your spine faster than in any other position. All your vertebrae are open. The cushions are being fed by that spinal fluid. Even if you do nothing else, just do these supine twists. Good. On your next inhale, bring your knees and head back to center. On the exhale, look towards your left hand. Drop your knees towards the right. Trying to relax there. Just breathe. Good. I want you to look at that left hand. And you're going to inhale, bringing the left hand up towards the ceiling and then up and over so that it can meet your right hand. So as you end on your right side, just make yourself comfortable there for a moment. If you want to bring your head underneath, your arm underneath your head, do that. So lie comfortably on your side, on your right side, knees into your chest. And I would like to take a moment of gratitude here. There's so many things that we can be grateful for. And yes, equally, I'm aware that there are so many things that we can complain about too. But let's choose gratitude today, right now. Just think, see, feel all the things you can be grateful for. And I want you to just say the words, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you is good for your health, I promise you. Living in gratitude is good for your bones, it's good for your blood. So see if you can say thank you a little more often. And thank yourself too. Thank yourself for what you've done for yourself today. Thank yourself for housing your soul, your body. I want you to slowly push through the left hand. Come back up to seated. And just lengthen the spine. Reach the crown of your head as tall as you can, as high as you can. Good. We're going to inhale. Reach both arms up. Bring your palms together. Exhale as you bring your hands to heart. Thank you for joining today's class. Thank you for listening in. Please leave your comments, leave us a voicemail, share this class with your friends. We would love to get more listeners, more people out there doing yoga. It's so, so, so good for your body to move. Thank you again. Take care, my friends. Namaste.